Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Governor Tim Walz says he's directed the Department of Public Safety to be on heightened alert following President Trump's decision to bomb Iran. The governor says while there are no known threats at this time, they will continue to monitor the situation and respond accordingly. There's partisan political reaction to the U.S. airstrikes against nuclear facilities in Iran. DFL Congresswoman Angie Craig said the president's unilateral decision to launch direct strikes and threaten a wider open-ended war in the Middle East without congressional debate or authorization puts American and allied troops and civilians at risk. Republican Congressman Pete Stauber said President Trump's decision to surgically remove this threat was decisive leadership with the power of our extraordinary military force. State lawmakers needed a special session to finish the budget agreement, but that may not be the only special session this year. House Speaker Lisa Damon says they're prepared if federal cuts mean they have to come back for another special session.
So our state budget is set for the people of Minnesota. If there are changes that are going to need to be made, or if the governor will have need to call us into special session, we will address that and handle that if it does happen.
Some lawmakers are upset they weren't provided protection the morning former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and Senator John Hoffman were shot. Brooklyn Park Police Chief Mark Brule says the Department of Public Safety did a great job contacting everyone on the suspect's hit list, including sending state troopers.
There's no way we could have sent people to every legislator's house. We would not have been able to investigate or capture this individual, which had to be done simultaneous to protecting those people. So the people that called me that were not on the list, I simply told them, you got to leave.
Brule says they were tapped out for available resources as a manhunt continued for Vance Belter. A recent $1 million donation from Polaris is going to help the U of M Extension's Youth ATV Safety Program. Program Executive Director Nicole Picorni says,
over the last 7 years, we've had a relationship with Polaris, being able to anywhere from younger children through certifying youth that are old enough to be certified in the state of Minnesota, offering those youth certifications.
Picorni says the donation will allow them to expand the program into more parts of Minnesota. Well, there was no racing over the weekend at Canterbury Park due to the extreme heat. Officials decided to play it safe and canceled the race cards for both Saturday and Sunday. Both days, the heat index was higher than 105 degrees. The three stakes races scheduled for this past Saturday will now be held this Saturday. Sunday's races will be made up July 2nd. The Basset Hound races were postponed until next Sunday. This is MNN.